latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are Thursday's Newcastle United headlines, and we have got plenty of transfer speculation to get through as the January window approaches. We'll start with reports that Newcastle are keen on Hull midfielder Robert Snodgrass, who's been one of the only real star performers at the KCOM Stadium this season for the Premier League strugglers. Well, Snodgrass is out of contract in the summer and is understood to have rejected a new deal with Hull ahead of a potential January move. Hull do have the option of a further year in their favour. They're expected to enact that, which would mean that Snodgrass would be under contract until 2018, but it's thought that a fee in the region of £5 million may be enough to land Snodgrass in the new year. He has previously been linked to the move to Celtic, however the latest speculation suggests they've turned down the opportunity to sign the 29-year-old Scotland international. However, Newcastle are likely to face competition if it becomes clear that Snodgrass is available in the January window. Another player that's thought to be on Newcastle's radar is Aston Villa striker Rudy Gustade, as Rafa Benitez bids to bolster his attacking options. But it looks as if a move for Alan Judge could be on hold until at least the end of the season. Newcastle were linked with the Brentford midfielder during the summer. They pulled out of a deal, though, as he struggled to recover from a broken leg. He is yet to return to the Brentford first team following that injury. Indeed, he hasn't even returned to full training as yet. Still been speculated, though, that Newcastle could make a move in the January window in the region of £600,000, but Brentford's boss Dean Smith has played that down. He isn't expecting Judge to move on. Judge is out of contract in the summer, though, so Newcastle may yet snare Judge as a free agent at the end of the campaign, but Brentford say they're not expecting a move from St James's Park in the January window.